Elsewhere, the Afghan president Hamid Karzai is warning that he won't sign a security pact with the United States unless American forces stop targeting residential areas. Karzai made that threat following a U.S. airstrike that killed 5 civilians near the eastern city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. He accused Americans of violating Afghanistan's sovereignty by attacking civilians. Also on Sunday, Afghan lawmakers reacted to Friday's attack, demanding an explanation from the American military for the aggression. The U.S. is seeking to keep part of its forces in Afghanistan beyond 2014 under a security agreement. Civilian deaths in foreign operations have long been a source of friction between Washington and Kabul. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Afghan capital. Now, Faiz, what are experts saying? Are they saying that this security pact really is in danger at this point?
No, they don't. Let's not forget that this security agreement will allow the Americans to set up their permanent military bases in this country. Once they establish their bases here, it means there would be more nighttime raids and airstrikes. And airstrikes are being launched much more than ever now by the U.S. military. And each time, they take heavy toll on civilians. In the latest strike in eastern Jalalabad city, fueled great anger among the people of this country. Let's not forget that 5 people were killed and 3 of them were children. And these deaths prompted President Hamid Karzai to blame the U.S. for not respecting the Afghan sovereignty. He said that the U.S. military, whenever they find it suitable to them, they acted against it. And he also questioned the legality of these raids. And now it's also President Hamid Karzai and the lawmakers inside the Afghan parliament who are demanding explanation on this. And President Hamid Karzai warned that if U.S. forces continue bombing Afghan villages, people's homes at nighttime, he won't sign this agreement with Washington. But many here believe that he made that statement just to calm the angry people. Let's not forget that a large number of people have been killed over the past 12 years in this country, and civilians are still being killed. And the latest figures show that it's all warring parties that are responsible for civilian deaths, but no meaning action has been taken against them so far.
And Faiz, like you said earlier, this has happened so many times that it's hard to even count now. How has the United States responded to this, if at all?
Well, a large number of people have been killed here, and they are still being killed and wounded by the U.S. drone attacks and nighttime operations. Whenever civilians were killed at the hands of American forces, the U.S. military men described them as militants. But when Afghan officials investigated those strikes, they found out that it's local villagers who are being targeted by these operations. So they failed to come up with a good justification for their military operations. And many experts, political analysts here in Kabul, said that the U.S. military should change the rules of engagement to avoid civilian casualties. But that did not happen so far.
Okay, Faiz, thanks for that.